Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Learning Masechtas Yumin Daf Samach Beis Amin Aleph. The Mishnah, where it starts in the Brayis, it's on the end of Daf Samach Aleph Amin Beis, Kulam Etam Megadim V'Neshofim Abeis Hadesha. Divrei Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. All the Parim and Sirim, Rashi explains, in the Mishnah's Mavur, you can have multiple Parim, multiple Sirim. If it's Nishbach Adam, so you bring another Parim. Rashi says if it's you can bring one par for the Lefnai Lefnim, one par for the Pareches, one par for the Matanes. So what happens to them afterwards? So here's the Machlokes of Ezra Mishim. Ezra Mishim says that they're all burnt the Beis Hadeshen, because the din is the par of Yisrael Mishim Akburim has to be brought, they burnt the Beis Hadeshen, and the din is that whoever burns it, whoever's Isaac in the Shreifam, becomes Tameh, is begun to become Tameh. So Rabbi Ezra Mishim says all of them have that din, after you burnt Chutz L'Gimel Machnes and the Begadim become Tami. And the Chacham say no, only the last one, Hil V'Gamma B'Kapara. What's the Svar for the Machlokes? So I want to explain it, I'll be the Yisaita to Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav says like this, when you have four Parim, that's the Gemara's Lashon there in Zvachim, and Daf Mem, right, our mission really is three parim, inshallah, what are the four parim? But anyway, when you have four parim, so on one hand, there's a din, by Yom Kippurim, that you need all 43 matanis, you need all the matanis to work. If you're missing one matanis, ma'akim. By parim and esrafim, by all the parim apnimiyim, and the siyim apnimiyim, chatas apnimiyis, you need every single hazaz ma'akim. But lemaisa, you could be mashal mazayis with a different parim. So how does that work? So the Brisker Rav explains that mitzad the carbon of the pyre and the soyer, vices they don't need all 43 azois, because you see it's kosher, even if it's nishmach adam, if it has ein azois lefnai elfim, it's already kosher. There's ein azois on the parech, it's already kosher. If it has 11 azois mizveach apnim, it's already kosher. The din of the 43 azois is a din mitzad avaydis yom kippur. It's not niskayim, you're not yaitzim the din of avaydis yom kippur without all the azayis. Even with the avid, you have to continue bringing a par and a sar until you get all of them. But mitzad the par that you were yaitzim, it's zvikas lefnai lefnim, because the next par is starting off with the oil mayim. That par is a kosher carbon. So there's two dinim you have to look. Does the par have a din of its carbon? There, you don't need no 43. According to the Chachamim, if you have the 8 and the fire of Nim, the 8 and the oil maid, the Yaitza, according to Baz Shimon, even with one Yaitza. But there's a Tanai. Lamaisa, if you don't have all 43 Azayis, Lamaisa, none of them are going to be kosher. Because if you don't have all 43 Azayis, it wasn't the sky of the Ninavadi Singh and Purim, so that's a ma'akiv in the kashers to the par. But the Zrika of this par is only the Zrika you did for this par. As I Zak the Brisker of, and Lachari, it's pasha that way. Lachari, each carbon is a separate carbon. It's a separate animal. And lemaisa, you're not yaitza any carbon unless you have all the zrikas, right? So that's a din mitzad avaydis yom kippur. So I'll think like this. So Rabbi Elazar of Shimon holds that the din of nisrafin avaydis hadeshen and metamim begadim is totally in the shame parvasayos yom kippur. They all have a shame parvasayos yom kippur. Even though you weren't yaitza with it avaydis yom kippur, because for avaydis yom kippur you need more, but it doesn't matter. Since it has the din of a par v'sar shem kippurim, so male, that is mechayev a din sveifa, and that's mechayev a tumam of the gadim. Hashem the chum hold no. The din sveifa nemsach mitzad the din of the avodah shem kippurim. The par v'sar that did the chalais of avodah shem kippurim, that's the par v'sar need sveifa. A par v'sar that didn't tuwaif yem a chalais, that doesn't need sveifa. So which par v'sar did the chalais of avodah shem kippurim? The last one. That's the nigmar kapara. So the dafka, the last one, needs the sreifa and smetama begadim. Now I saw in the arsameh achil sepsul mikdashim perak alaf halach alamin and the mikdash david simuch of gimel is gimel. They both the mechamel the david recha these two meridika gedolim that they say that the machlekes they have legabe being sreifa based adesh and metame begadim who the legabe aktaris emir that according to Rabbi Shimon they all have a din of aktaris emir. And according to Chum, only last one is in the Ktavis Eimer. But Lulei Devarav, I wouldn't think so. They're all kosher karbanis. They're all Yetzir Din Zrika. Why would they need a Ktavis Eimer? They all have the Mechadei Sanat. Legabi the Din Sreifa, the Ida Gemara is saying, according to Chum, that's totally not in the, whether it's a kosher or karban, but that's totally in the Avodas Yom Kippur, only the part that has the Avodas Yom Kippur. So that's the Gemara Kapara. It's a kosher carbon. Why should you mark the Nemrim? I'm not sure why the Nemrim that way. Now the Gemara asks the Shaila, Kama Siyum Mishalech. Let's say you have multiple Siyum, and each one needs a Grala. So you have multiple Siyum La'azazel. How many Siyum should you send? So that's what Rav asked of Nachman. So Nachman said, of course only one. V'chi'edri Mishalech. He's supposed to send your whole flock? One. Amalei V'chi'edri Seirith. And he's supposed to burn your whole Eidah. You see that you burn more than one. And Rashi says, because it says the kol neshaf of the Beis Hadeshen. So he answered, there it doesn't say Eisei, here it says Eisei, it can't be to have more than one Siyum Mishalech. So the Chayim, what was Rav's kasha? The Chayedri Seif is like a Bais Mim Shimon. The Chayim say only Achman is Nisraf. So what's the kasha? Now also the Maskana Sangamara, which you have Eisei, you only send one, but which one do you send? So the Mechlekes, Rapab Mishmei Derava, Shim Mishmei Derava. But according to Rapab Mishmei Derava, you send the first one. So you're not sending one with the Gimbek Kapara. But the Rabbanan say, the Lagabi being Serifit, you only serve the one that's Nigma Kapara. So the Chayyim, that's also only coined the buzz of Reb Shimon. So Ken Zayin, but the Svas Emes is Ma'ir on the Rambam, so why did the Rambam pass like the Chachamim? If Rav and Rav Nachman all held the Gabaz and Reb Shimon, also the Seif of Mayim Chayim for the Pri Chodesh, and the Seif of Lekutim on the Rambam, Nilchas Vayisquim, Barakai Alachates, he also mentions this Shaila, if you see that Rav and Rav Nachman held like a Gabaz and Reb Shimon, so why is the Rambam pass like the Chachamim? So I'm claiming to say, Lefi am I explaining the story of the Chachamim, that what's the machlokes of Shimon and the Chachamim? Does Shimon hold that the din sreif is totally on being a part of a sel Shem Kippur? You don't need that it should have the din avoid the Shem Kippur. And the Chacham hold no, the din sreif is totally in the chalais avoid the Shem Kippur. That's only the last one. So it could be the Gemara understood that the din seal azazel, the din shel azazel is whatever sar is taka shutif to the seal Hashem, that's the seal azazel. And as long as the Seal Hashem is kosher, even if it didn't do an Avodah Yisrael B'Kippurim, so its counterpart is the Seal HaZazel. So Mela, when he asked the Kashim HaKayed Yosef, it means from Lezer Shimon Nishim L'Rabbanah. Just like Lezer Shimon said that all the Par and the Seerim have a Din, Par V'Seal Hashem B'Kippurim, but again, Seirif. So why did the Chacham hold not Seirif? Because they hold it's not totally in the Din of Par Seal Hashem B'Kippurim. It's totally in the Avodah Yisrael B'Kippurim. So well, that's why you're not saved. But the Seal HaZazel, the Gemara named them, was totally in the shame Seir Shal Yom Kippurim. And the Mela, all of them could be a Seal HaZazel. That's what I would think of be Miyoshev, why the Rambam, why that's not totally in the Blessed Reb Shimon. Now Rabbeinu Hananel says the interesting thing. He says that the Blessed Reb Shimon in this Bryce says L'shitasa and the Chacham L'shitasayu of the previous Machlokes. Blessed Reb Shimon holds Yimachim Shepasuk Shamasnul. So Mela, they all have a kapara. So male, they're all nisrafin. Reb Meir holds it, no. You have to be maskul again bifnim, so it's batul the rishon. So male, only achron is nisraf, because that's gomer by a kapara. As I said, Rebbeinu Hananel. Now the rishonim bring it, Teis Hashanim, and the Teis Rosh and the Ritva. But I think there's a machlok is what he means. The Ritva is very clear, and Teis Hashanim is mashman esweyoso, that he's learning, we're talking about that it was nishbach before you finished the matanas of Lefnai Lefnim. So Mela, according to the Rabbanan, it's a apostle of power. So man, this is not Nishraf. And according to Reb Shimon, the Azayis of this power work. You stop me Makim Shabbosak. So Mela, it's a kosher of power. So Mela, it is Nishraf. That's really, so it's the same Machlaikis. But Kumtais, what about, according to the Rabbanan, if let's say, you were Nigma the Matanis of Nayel of Nim, you just didn't do the Ayel Mayid. So then, the Ritva learns in the Rach, and the Chanami. So then the Rabbanim be maskim that they're both Nisraf. The Rabbanim only argue, because they hold that it didn't work. You have to start from the other one, you have to start over. So if it didn't work, you have to start over. So it's not Nisraf. Now Shein came, the Rabbanim are maskim that if you finish Lufnai Lufnim, so then you don't start over. So Mel did work. If it did work, so Mel and the Rabbanim hold that it's Nisraf. So the Ritva argues, and Ritva says, no, I'm not in the case of the Gemara, even if he finished Lefnai Lefnim, as they clear in the Rambam and Rashi that way. But the Teis Rosh didn't seem to learn the Rabbeinu Hananel that way. The Teis Rosh learned the Rabbeinu Hananel, it's in Lamdas. Rabbein holds each one as its own Kapara. So Mel the Achron Zikr, it's a Gemara Kapara. And it bled Zerub Shimon, go Lashitase, Homag Shapaska Maskel, so according to them, it's one Kapara. And they blive like one pair of a kulam etami. So Taisa Rosh is mashma that the lumdis is like this. Rav Shimon and Rav Lazar hold it's one big par. It's one big par, so they're all in everything in par Rasar Shem Mikipurim. That's why they can mitznayif with each other. Rav Meir holds they can't be mitznayif with each other, so they're all separate. Granted, you can have separate kaparis, but since they're all separate, so Mamela, the one that's Nishaf is the one that's the end, the Gemara Kapara, because they're all considered one big par. They're all separate. So it's Mistamra that the one you're being served is the one at the end. Mashagan Abazim Shimon, the Yisrael of it, he holds it's all one big par. Otherwise, it couldn't be Mitzdarev. Since it's one big par, Samael, the whole Matame. Now, maybe you can say a drop different that we explained the Machlagas of Meir and Abazim of Shimon on the previous Shia. Not the Pshat that Rav Meir holds, as we said, and this is what's going on also. It's not the Pshat Rav Meir holds that there's four kaparis, there's three kaparis, whatever it is, that there's one kapar of Nayal Fnim, one kapar of Avayal Mayid, one kapar of Mizbech, and as we all know, there's 43 different kaparis. No, there was a maskim that there's no 43 different kaparis, but they hold Yaitza with this Hazar. Each Hazar, it could be Yaitza. So since the Pshat is that each Hazar, it could be Yaitza, even though it didn't Shafa kapara, that's why they hold that the sign of the Avedis is a tziruf of everything together. It's mitziruf. According to Rav Meir, there's no tziruf. The Pshat is each one needs a full chalais kapara on their own. Granda, the Torah was mechalik the kaparas into three kaparas. Good. But since they're not being mitziruf together, so male, the one that's called the chalais of Avedis Yom Kippur is the last one, is nigma kapara. Mashengen, according to Baz of Shimon, the sign of davar is it could be mitziruf. You don't need each one to have their own kapara. The kapara comes with tzir of all of them. So who within the Avedis Yom Kippur also come with tzir of all of them, and they're all nisif. That's what it seems be'erech b'sarim of the Taisa Rosh. And now let's go right up. Let's start the sixth parak. The Mishnah says, "Shnei tzir mekibur mitzvasin shi shneim sham b'mayru v'kaim v'dam v'kasin kach." Maybe four things. They should look the same. They should be the same height. They should have the same value, and they should be brought together. So about looking the same, it's interesting, all the Rishayim, Tayshashem, Tayshashem, they always bring the same thing, they bring the Kasha, the Marin Sanhedrin, the Fayin Aleph, then the Ben Sari Mer, the Hoya, the Asad Lias, because it's B'nai Nuzad, there has to be the Av V'yima Yisham V'mara V'kayma. And that's impossible for a father and mother to look the same and be the same height. So that's the Kasha. If it's impossible for the father and mother to look the same and be the same height, so how could the goats look the same and be the same height? So they say, it's because people can't look the same. Everyone has their own type of face. Everyone looks different. Behemoths could look the same, but the Asakashi, the Shalmi says that even two chitim don't look exactly the same. Okay, so they say, that's exactly the same. Okay, they can't be exactly the same. But they have to be similar as much as possible. Rashi says, Mara means that they're both white, they're both black, that means they have the same look, they're not exactly identical, but they look the same. So the Svasemis says that maybe they could be identical twins. The father and the mother of the Ben Sayyamur can't be twins because they can't be siblings, but maybe the goats could be identical twins. Kamash Tegel Chiddush, it doesn't sound like they bought necessarily identical twins, but that's what he ties. But the Shayinim said that way. Shayinim is saying that goats could look very, very similar, even though they can't look exactly the same, but that wasn't the mitzvah. Now, Domim, the Rishash says, it doesn't mean how much money you actually paid for it. That's not the point. The point is what the value is. That means they have the same value. In other words, if you have two that looks the same, but one is fat and one is skinny, I guess they look pretty much the same, but one is higher quality, so they have the same in the money. The Yishalmi says, Lashin, if the Shava b'damim v'loi b'shvach damim ain't a mitzvah, Im shava b'shvachdam v'loy b'dam reizik mitzvasa. The Chaim means like this: shava b'dam means that they're worth the same. V'loy b'shvachdam, that shava b'dam means when they actually cost the same. They paid the same price for them. V'loy b'shvachdam means they're worth the same. That's ainz mitzvasa. The shava b'shvachdam means that they have the same value. V'loy b'dam means he actually got a better deal on one of them. That is k'mitzvasa. But he brings the Taisus Yantif. He says it in the middle of Hishmuz that Mara and Kaima are both dvarim shebegufan, damim and the chasan ka'achas are both dvarim of chutz legufan. So they say the Rishash and the Sulukutim Mariach and the Mishnayis also says the same thing. He doesn't understand. Damim is also gufan. Damim is also gufan. Chasan ka'achas is taka chutz legufan. It's an event that happened with them. But damim is something inherent because we're not talking about how much he paid, we're talking about how much they're worth. That's Mamish Gufa. That's what they ask. I'm not sure if it's so shver. Maybe he meant it's also called Chutz L'Gufan. See, the Sfasemis also writes the same thing, but the Sfasemis has a kasha, which maybe isn't so shver. If one is fat and one is skinny, so they're not Shavu B'Mara. If it's a discernible difference in their value, so how is that Shavu B'Mara? That's really Nichol B'Mara. So what does it mean, B'damin? That sometimes there are other reasons that affect the price, not the price you actually pay, but the price you're supposed to pay. But he says, L'mashal, it says a shlishi lebeten is worth more. And you can't see if it's a shlishi lebeten. Eglah tells a shlishi lebeten. It's worth more. So then, so such a thing is called shavu bedamim. But then I also think he means it's begufay. It's something quality about the guf of the seer. The Taizyantim, it says it's chutz legufay. That sounds like he held us how much money you paid. And the Rishash and the Kutta Mariach are saying not that way. Now you also have to buy them together. And it says, even if they're not shavu, it's kshayim, if you bought them at different times, it's kasher. So it says, what happens if one dies? Before the Agrela, you just get another zug for the other one. So the Rishayim ask, but now it's not like kichas and ka'achas. Why should you get, why don't you just buy another two so it can be like kichas and ka'achas? So Tez Rishayim says, I mean, all the Rishayim say, because it's not ma'akev. Kichas and ka'achas is not ma'akev. So Mel, we don't want to waste, we don't want to be mafsid kachim because of that. What are you going to do with the other one? If you're going to buy another two, what are you going to do with the other one? And be mafsid kachim. So Taz Hashanim asks, L'maisa the Gemara's Mavur, whatever you bought for the Seer, the Shnei Seer and Kippurim, you could also use it for the Seer and Asa B'chutz. There's another Seer that has to be done, the Seer and Parshas Pinchas, and you could use, they're all called Seer and Kippurim, you could use one for the other. So why don't you just use the one that you already bought for the Seer and Asa B'chutz and buy another two Seerim? So Taz Hashanim answers, it's the one that you already bought a Seer and Asa B'chutz, so you're going to have to waste the carbon. So, Mavur in the Teis Yishanim, that this din of Yikach Zug L'Sheni is only if you already have a Seer Nasa B'chutz. If you don't have a Seer Nasa B'chutz, so then you don't be Yikach Zug L'Sheni. You use the Sheni as a Seer Nasa B'chutz, and you buy another two. Azel L'Chai Shtei in the Teis Yishanim. The Rosh says no. The Rosh says the Gemara would have said that. Since the Gemara didn't say it, my says, any time it dies, you just buy a Zug L'Sheni. What about din of Kachas and Kachas? He says, not such an important din that you have to go Machzach Meshuggah for them. That's what he says. You take this seer which you bought for sinas with them, now use it for sinas and b'chutz, it's not worth it. As Isaac did one, Jusantim Achalik says, Yishanim and the Ritva. It was coming from the fact that the Gemara would have read it us. Now the Mishnah also talks about, if you're ready magrels, then you have to bring another zug. If you have to bring another zug, so what's going to be with one of them? It's going to be you're going to be wasting one of the karbanas. So if your only grel is ma'akev, so then avada, you don't have a choice. You were ready magrel, but now you can't just bring a counterpart because the grel is ma'akev, so even though you're going to waste the first year, doesn't matter. Now, grel is ma'akev. If your only grel is not ma'akev, how come by the kichas and kachas we say just buy another one? Are you going to miss the kichas and kachas? We say it's not ma'akev. So why don't you say the same thing by a grel? The man, the Yama holds a grel is not ma'akev. So why don't we say the same thing? It's not ma'akev. So ma'ay nefgimina. Now, the maskan in the Gemara earlier, it was zicha a man, the Yama, that held the grel was ma'akev. There was a man, the Yama, a grel was a ma'akev. So we could set sign the Mishnah that a grolam is ma'akev. There was a havim in it though. There was a man, the Yama, that said originally that according to everyone, a grol is not ma'akev. So that's the Rishayim's kashem. Why did the Gemara ask the kashem from the Mishnah? The Gemara Suri already asked that kashem earlier on the sugya of a grolam ma'akev there. So Rishayim's teretz is like this. He says, l'kichas and ka'achas, the mitzvah is b'chayil. So I mean, it's not so chashiv. We don't have to waste the carbon for it. But Agrola, the mitzvah is on Yom Kippurim. So Mela, since the mitzvah is on Yom Kippur, that's why we have to do it. That's why we have to waste the carbon for it. So what does that mean? So I think what it means, and I spoke about this earlier, that the mitzvah of the Kachas and Ka'achas is not really a mitzvah of buying. There's no mitzvah to buy them. It's a mitzvah in this two seirim. There's a din l'chatchil in the seirim, they have to be bought Ka'achas. If you don't have that din, it's gefelach. You already bought the not Ka'achas, so that's it. You tried to buy them kachas, one of them died. All right, you're not going to waste the carbon for it. Mashenkin, even if the grola is not ma'akev, there's a mitzvah called a grola. It's a mitzvah to do. It's one of the avodas Yom Kippurim. It's an avodah that's not ma'akev, but you're missing out on this mitzvah. It's different. There's no mitzvah v'chasim ka'achas be'etzim. It's a din l'chatchila in the seir. For a din l'chatchila, you're not going to waste the seir. Masha'ekein hagrola, which is done on Yom Kippur, that's a mitzvah to do. It's part of the mitzvah sayayim to do hagrola, even if all the hagrola is not ma'akiv. So in order to mekayim this mitzvah, you have to do it. You have to get another two seirim. Otherwise, you don't have a keem of this mitzvah called hagrola.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.